Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up 20 minutes from now, Terry Collins will join us. At an hour 20 from now, we will be joined by Andrew Whitworth. Just one interesting note before we do get to a little news brief is that the Indianapolis Colts are benching Matt Ryan once again. And now Nick Foles, not Sam Ehlinger, but Nick Foles, is going to be taking over. And I saw Jeff Saturday say today that the plan is for Foles to be the starter for the rest of the season. Now, Hickey, the way I interpret this, and I guess the Colts can't say this publicly because maybe it becomes an issue with the union, but I would imagine with the way that this is in the contract where if when the new league year does start, if Matt Ryan can't pass a physical, then his money for next year becomes fully guaranteed. I would think with 3 weeks left in the season, this is kind of Jim Irsay, who's stepping back on in, who originally did not want Matt Ryan on the field and wanted Sam Ehlinger. Then Saturday comes in, and I think Saturday maybe he said to Jim, if you want me to take the job, you got to let me start. I want a quarterback. Now, since a few weeks have gone by, this is now a business decision where Jim goes to Jeff, as much as I want you to start Matt. It's not like the team has drastically changed with Matt Ryan. Okay, we'll sit him down and go to Nick Foles.
Yes. And also, obviously, for tanking reasons, you know, as we saw with the Dolphins, you cannot outwardly say, hey, you know, we're not in the business of winning anymore. But also, too, if you're Jeff Saturday, I mean, you blow a 33-0 lead. So, like, Jim Mercer is going to do what he wants to do. You can say, oh, I'm going to take the job, but you let me make the decisions. That goes out the window when you blow a 33-0 lead.
Oh, you talk about tanking. NFL on CBS yesterday, and we discussed this on yesterday's show. They laid out the path that the Colts could still win this AFC South. Now, shame on the Colts organization for not trying to go all in to go make a late run playoff push.
I think, I could be wrong, I think the exact percentage was 0.02.
You checked?
Or 0.2.
You checked?
No, they had I saw another tweet. It was just like the playoff odds. And it's, or, you know, sorry, it was Steve Kornacki on a podcast I saw.
Oh, Steve Kornacki. Great hands with the charts and everything. You know what is a great Steve Kornacki impression?
I know there are Steve Kornacki impersonators.
D.A. I've seen D.A. Cap has put out a video of him imitating Steve Kornacki. It is great. D.A. has the hands down, the rapid pace in the voice, the high pitch voice that Kornacki has as well. I think he does a very good Steve Kornacki.
I got to check it out. I did not know there was impersonators. That's when you know you made it big time. So good for Steve.
Yeah, we go from the election to then breaking down
the guy's in numbers, man.
Football percentage.
And there we are at the Colts, like 0.2. So
doesn't that get wait? People are having this guy on now as a guest.
Well, he's an electric factor. Yeah, he's an interesting guy. He's a big gambler. Apparently, he's very successful in gambling. Breaks all the numbers. You see him on TV every week. You talk about playoff odds.
Are you trying to get him for the Hot Take Hickey Show? I mean, the Ryan Hickey Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I have not reached out to Steve. I mean, he seems wired enough to where maybe he would be up at like 3 a.m. But
he could always pre-tape too.
Well, you could, but you know, I'd like to have him on live, if possible. But
I don't know if
I would go and say I'll have Steve on.
I don't think he's joining you at 3:20 a.m. Eastern time.
Well, you never know. Some people just can't sleep.
Well, where does he actually? Do you know where he lives by any
chance?
No
idea.
I was going to say, if you're West Coast, then maybe you have a shot.
No, I could see him. I would guess like Washington State.
I would think like Midwest.
Okay. Iowa? Nebraska?
Yeah. Something like that.
Maybe Chicago? Maybe a diehard like Cubs fan back in the day? I don't know.
So anyway, yeah, that's why they're going to Nick Foles. This is. And can you expect anything out of Nick Foles?
No, considering he is...
And Frank Reich's no longer there.
Not had one snap, practice or game with the starters, I would say no. Can't expect
much. When was the last time he started a game?
I think it was, it said week 11 of 2021 or 2020?
I remember the COVID season.
Maybe 2020.
I think it was the COVID season. He defeated Brady when he was with the Bears, Nick Foles. So he's not taking a snap this year, as you just laid out. Oh, he played last year.
Was last year, right?
He beat the Seahawks 25-24. He was 24 of 35.
With the Bears?
For 250 yards and did have a touchdown. And then in 2020, his last start was on December 27th against... No, it wasn't a start against the Jaguars. Minnesota. He was 15 of 26 and a loss. So, there you go. He did beat Tampa that year.
Hopefully he's rusty. Fingers crossed.
Doesn't matter. You don't have Jonathan Taylor. I don't think it matters who you start at quarterback. If the Chargers lose this weekend...
They better not lose. I did not like what Nick had to say. I know he's talking about Nick Costos, excuse me, yes. I know he's talking more about the spread, so it's, you know, you can still win by 2 points, and the Chargers kind of doesn't matter. It's a
loss. You just can't lose that game.
I don't like how he's confident about the Colts. What was it, +4.5 he was saying?
Yeah, +4.5.
Don't like that.
I'm actually rooting for the Colts from here on out.
No, I don't like this.
I want to see the Colts go on a 3-game win streak to end the year. I don't want to see you have a better draft pick. So, yeah, go beat the Chargers. Go beat the Giants. Go beat the Texans.
I think it's safe to say that those hopes... For at least two of the games are dashed when you see how...
Well, I think the only game that's like you cannot win, I think, is this weekend.
They should... look, if the Giants can't beat the Colts...
The Giants should be able to beat the Colts, but I can't tell you that's a lock.
I know, yeah.
And then the Texans, I know they've been playing gritty the last 2 weeks, but they should beat
anyone.
Hey,
listen, maybe they'll get lucky.
Yeah. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let's update you on the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We call that segment the News Brief.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Jerry Jones gives his thoughts on Dak Prescott's recent play on 105.3 The Fan.
Outstanding. We can win with him playing like that, to be tried. I thought he played outstanding. And as we see, he wasn't playing against chopped liver out there. And so I thought he did really well. I thought he made good decisions. Overall, we can, if he'll play like that, we can win most games.
Can you say that Dak Prescott's been playing outstanding football right now, Hickey?
No, not outstanding.
Yeah, I can't either. Now, I'm not going to crush him for his performance against the Jaguars. They did score 34 points. But the week before that, against the Texans, he had two picks against them. You had to squeeze one out against the Texans. Like, the Jaguars at least trending to being a good team. The Texans aren't. So I can't say he's outstanding. I'm not saying he's playing horribly, but outstanding is your A+. He's not been an A+ quarterback this year. Let's go to Trevor Lawrence. He says he doesn't care how he plays, just as long as the results are a win.
You do whatever it takes to win the game, and whether that's, who knows, whatever that, whoever, who knows what that's going to take, what it's going to take for us to win that game out of myself. It could be, you know, maybe we're running the ball great. Maybe we're throwing it great. You know, who knows what that's going to be, but whatever it takes to win, that's the goal, not really anything else.
And Doug Peterson says he's not getting caught up in all the playoff hype.
I'm not thinking past Thursday, quite honestly. You know, listen, this is we got a good football team that we're going up against Thursday night, but anything's possible. I understand that, you know, and what we've done the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's two games, you know. Still got a big road ahead.
Yeah, you're going to get traditional coach speak right there, but I don't think you're human when you look up at the standings with you being more of a bad team than a good team this year. And not think, okay, we got a chance to go make the playoffs. But you got to take it one game at a time, especially when you're the head honcho, and that's the way that you got to approach it. Zach Wilson says he hasn't lost his confidence at all.
I've always believed in myself since day one, and regardless if anybody else does or not, I've always believed in myself. And at the end of the day, I have a great support system, and I think the guys around me, you know, they believe in me as well. And you know, I just want to go out there and just do everything I can to help us get the job done offensively, to help us win games.
Like, what else is he supposed to say, Hickey? But there's no way he could actually believe that everyone else around him does believe in him when, A, you got benched, and the only reason you're playing is because Mike White got hurt. And look how that team just responded, even though there were two losses. But look how they responded to Mike White and just kind of supported him going into that Vikings game wearing those T-shirts. You can't feel as if you're wanted if you're Zach Wilson.
Not only has a team, like I said, rallied around Mike White, but even you watch Sunday's game against the Lions,
they
showed
him every TV shot.
Garrett Wilson's throwing his hands up in the air. Elijah Moore's upset. Like, every receiver's upset with him.
They don't respect
him. Bad throws, right. It's not good.
Did you notice that on Sunday? Every time there was a bad play, they went right to Mike White on the sideline. How many times are they going to show Mike White? I show him a few times. I don't need to see Mike White every play.
He is right now the guy everyone wants to look at.
He's in the Jerry Jones role. When Jerry Jones is in a close game, they just always show Jerry Jones. That is now Mike White. Whoever thought we'd be mentioning Mike White and Jerry Jones in the same sentence. One more on Zach Wilson. He says he doesn't feel any extra pressure to play well.
Just being grateful to be on this team and being with the guys. And so, you know, for me, it was like, just go out there and have fun. Just go out there and enjoy being around these guys and do the good plays, the bad plays, you know, just, you know, really be grateful to be able to just play football.
Now, he put his own foot in his mouth when he said that he didn't feel like he let the defense down after that loss, the second loss to the Patriots. Do you get the sense, Hickey, that now he's afraid to just speak and say the wrong thing again? Because I don't know, maybe it's because you don't want to admit it, but you got to feel pressure right now. You have to understand that you got benched and now this is an opportunity to prove and show everyone maybe their analysis on you was wrong.
I think that learning lesson from the past game for you kind of showed you how much weight his words carry. And if he, like, realistic, if he said, yeah, I'm feeling the pressure, I'm nervous going into Thursday, we're crushing him.
No, but I think the way you could say it is, I hear the pressure. I know I got to play well, and I will play well. I think you could answer it that way. He kind of just comes off to me now as kind of that dog that now has his tail in between his legs. Because you know who Zach Wilson is. You know what he wants to say, but now he's not saying that. So, like, it is learning, and you do got to reel it back in a little bit, but I think now he's reeled it in a little bit too much. Did you see what he did, by the way, for his offensive lineman?
I did. Got him some gifts.
You could buy happiness, I guess, back.
We'll see how they block on Thursday night.
Bought them all motorized scooters.
But yes, that's the thing now.
Would you be buying, when you just got benched and the whole team turned on you, would you then go buy your lineman motorized scooters?
You know, that's a funny thing you brought that up. I was thinking the same thing. Like, he's started the majority of the games, but there's three different starters for the Jets this year. I guess you're still the face? I probably would, especially with starting on Thursday night. Yeah, I think you have to.
Now, I'm a big holiday gift guy, and those are coming, so don't worry. But if I was in his shoes, I was out the beginning of the year, then I come back, then I just got benched. Like, maybe he already bought them. I would have a tough time giving the team that just turned on me for no one else's fault but himself. But you're just trying to go through the mind of Zach Wilson. I would have a tough time giving it. Like, I know they're protecting me, but still, even giving those guys any gifts would have the whole team just turned on me.
Does Mike White have to also now get a gift?
No.
That team loves him.
No, I don't think so.
Started two games. That's not enough.
Well, what's Mike White's contract? That's the question. I'll pull it up. How much do you think Mike White? There's no way he's making a lot of money.
No. But, I mean, it's not about the money. It's about the gesture.
Yeah, but
yeah. I'm not saying he's going to get a motorized scooters, but, I mean, well, it's a hot tub. I mean, first of all, Mike White's doing okay.
You say a hot tub?
Yeah. I said it doesn't have to be something crazy, but, like, you know.
Who gives a hot tub?
I don't know. Maybe, like.
What?
I feel like now all you see is
here's
motorized
your Josh
scooters.
Rosen jacuzzi hot tub. What?
Zach Wilson got the scooters. Josh Allen got the scooters. If I was a quarterback, I would try to do something different. I think the Hog Mollies would appreciate a hot tub.
$2.5 million Mike White's making this year.
So he's doing okay. But it's not about what you're getting paid, isn't it? You're the starter. You're the guy we rally around. You got to get a gift.
No,
the quarterback has to take care of the offensive line.
It's also how much you're getting paid. Even though everyone loves Mike White, no one's like, oh, Mike White's the face of the franchise right now. So
watch.
I think there's an understanding that Mike White doesn't need to get you gifts. That's just me. Dabo Sweeney says Clemson built their program through NIL. Okay, let's hear how this sounded.
Thinking through it, and I honestly, for me, we built this program on NIL. We really did. And I, it's probably different than what you're thinking, though. We built this program in God's name, image, and likeness. And that's how I look at it.
What the heck does that mean, Hickey? We built the program through God's name, image, and likeness. I know Dabo is very religious, and this isn't a shot at anyone being really religious, but you know what NIL means. To say you built it through God's name, image, and likeness, I don't even get what he's trying to say there.
It's just another way for him to take a shot at NIL. He's not been shy about hating the entire players getting paid.
He's
never been
leave.
On board. He said he would quit his job and get a new job if players are getting paid as a college coach, which does not follow through on that. Thanks, Dabo. I think it's just another shot, another example of him just not taking it seriously.
Or maybe he was actually paying everyone, and then he's like, oh, I can't actually admit I was paying everyone for all those years. So, yeah, it was God's name, image, and likeness that we were building this program. So WFAN earlier this morning, they had a caller who claimed he broke his wrist in excitement when he found out that Carlos Correa was signing with the Mets. This courtesy of the WFAN morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti.
I woke up about 5:15. I stared at my phone for a little bit, and I saw the news. I got super excited. I got up to go tell my boys I got them home from college. I tripped over some luggage. I broke my wrist. But you know what? I don't care. I feel nothing right now.
Did you at least go to, like, an urgent care or a doctor to get, like, a cast or something? Just walking around with a broken wrist and not feeling it because of your elated.
I'm in a splint. I don't feel anything.
That's great.
The best present I can get, Steve Cohn. Thank you very much, Mr. Cohn. I love you.
Have you ever injured yourself? First off, that's a great story. But have you ever injured yourself celebrating a sports event or just being really annoyed from news or any sporting event?
Thankfully, no.
I kind of did so. When the Rangers beat the Penguins last year on the Artemi Panarin overtime goal in Game 7, I was at my parents' house, and my parents have really low ceilings, and I'm 6'4", and I jumped up, and my head almost went through the basement, like the ceiling of the basement. And I fell right down, and my brother-in-law thought I was injured, and I got right back up. I'm like, I don't even care if I'm concussed. The Rangers just won. And I ran outside and then yelled into a phone to do some video to troll Andrew Filippone. And last one, real quickly, I know it's a little bit long, but Franco Harris discusses the Immaculate Reception. This is back on the Zach Gelb Show, our show, obviously, in 2020. Franco Harris, unfortunately, did pass away at the age of 72.
In the moment, you didn't know how it was going to be talked about forever. But what were you thinking after that game when you were in the locker room?
Well, you know what? I was still in a day not knowing what happened and really not knowing the scope of it at that time. I don't think any of us did. Any of us realized the scope of that play. We just didn't grasp it, that this was the first playoff game the Steelers ever won. Well, really, it was only the second time in their whole 40-year history they were in the playoffs. So we didn't grasp it because we were looking towards next week now, right? Because now we're going to the championship game. This is my rookie year, right? You know, I'm having this phenomenal year, that play. Now we're going to the championship game, the game before the Super Bowl. I mean, so much is happening. We didn't even think about it. And I tell people this, which is very surprising, that during that whole decade, we really didn't reflect on it. It's funny. We didn't reflect on it until it was all over, and then we start to look back. But while we were winning Super Bowls and doing what we were doing during the 70s, we never sat down and talked about last year or a couple years ago. You know, we just didn't reflect back at that time, which is interesting. But now that we're older, slowed down, I guess we reflect back. And, like, also, you know, looking at the 100-year history of the NFL, knowing that our 70 Steelers were a big part of it, and you look back and you say, this is where it all began. It all began right here where, you know, like I always tell people, that Mr. Rooney left his box when Kenny Stabler scored. Mr. Rooney left his box to go downstairs because he thought they lost again, because the Steelers always found a way to lose. So he left his box and said, once again, we're going to lose. We were winning, but not anymore. And when he got off that elevator, he was a winner because we found a way to win. And we went on to do that for the rest of the decade. So we changed the worst team in NFL history, which were the Steelers from 1933 to 1971, the worst team in history, to where we went to the best team in history and what happened in the 70s. So quite a transformation, and it was great being a part of that and knowing that that play helped kick off what we were about to do. And also tell Bradshaw, I said, Terry, you know, you have to remember that what was your first touchdown ever in the playoffs?
The Immaculate Reception.
Love that conversation that we had in 2020 with Franco Harris, and may he rest in peace. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
If you take CBD and want to learn how to get the best results, listen up. NextEvo Naturals has developed new CBD technology that your body absorbs four times better than regular CBD oils. Most CBD oils only achieve between 2 and 10% absorption, so at least 90% of what you think you're getting is wasted. NextEvo is different. Their products are scientifically formulated to deliver more CBD in a way your body can use. It is the only brand clinically proven to deliver 30 times faster absorption in the first 30 minutes. CBD can't work unless it gets absorbed. Now it can with NextEvo Naturals. Available in easy-to-use capsules, gummies, and a unique dissolvable powder. Get smarter CBD from NextEvo Naturals. Go to NextEvo.com and get a trial size of premium pure CBD gummies for free by adding them to any order of $40 or more and using code GUMMY15. That's NextEvo.com, promo code GUMMY15.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Mayhem in Major League Baseball, that's right. It is The Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. As you know by now, Carlos Correa the other day was supposed to be introduced as the newest member of the San Francisco Giants. Then there was a hiccup in the medical reports. And the next thing you know, in the middle of the night last night, Steve Cohen swoops in, and now Carlos Correa is off to Queens to join the New York Mets. And now joining us to talk about it all on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio is a former big league manager. Of course, did manage the Mets of the World Series and also did manage the Astros and Angels, and that is Terry Collins. Terry, appreciate the time. How are you?
Great, Zach. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So take me through your reaction and how you found out about this Carlos Correa news.
Well, I will tell you, Zach, when I heard about it today, the first thing that entered my mind is I wasn't shocked. Nothing surprises me anymore. You know, anything can happen in the game, and certainly with the activity of Steve Cohen and the way he's going about things, nothing shocks me. And I think it's a great move. I actually talked to Buck today and congratulated him on the sign and said how much fun it's going to be to watch this team play.
Was Buck at all surprised the way that this did go down? Because it looked like, and everything that reported, he was ready to have his introductory press conference with the Giants.
Yeah, I think Buck was surprised by it all. You know, certainly you know, you got to be, because you, like everybody, we were waiting to see the press conference in San Francisco, and certainly I don't have any of the details on what happened, what went down, but, you know, I know one thing, you know, he's a great player, and Steve Cohen has made it pretty public that he's going after great players, and he got another good one.
There's some people, and I think it's people that are very jealous of Steve Cohen and wish their owner would do this. They're saying today, Steve Cohen is bad for the game of baseball, and Major League Baseball needs to step in and do something. What do you say to the jealous people like that?
Yeah, well, too bad. You know, hang with them. That's, you know, hey, look, nobody tells anybody how to spend their money, no matter what they do. Steve Cohen wants to win in the worst way. He wants to bring a championship to New York. And certainly being a huge Mets fan himself, he wants that championship team to be the New York Mets. And you can't, you know, I understand that, you know, I understand, you know, hey, look, not all the owners have that kind of money. Well, you know, that's just the way the game is. You know, for years, everybody was the envy of the Yankees when George was running the Yankees, and they got every good player out there. So I think it's great for baseball. I think it's great for New York and certainly for the New York Mets.
Talking to Terry Collins, that infield, Terry, it's really something with Alonso, McNeil, Correa, and Lindor. I can't wait to see how this plays out.
Oh, I can't either. As I told Buck today, I said, you know, Buck, the one thing you did last year, you got these guys to play the game right. They hustled. They did all the things they were supposed to. They hit cutoff men. They, you know, hit relay men. And now you put great players on the field and you get them to play like that. This team's really going to be a fun team to watch.
When you look at the rotation this year for the Mets, DeGrom out, Bassett out, but you insert Senga and then also, obviously, Justin Verlander. How do you think about what feels like the Mets swapped out those two guys and brought in two new pitchers?
Well, certainly, you know, obviously with Justin, you know, coming off the Tommy John the way he is, you know, I think he's probably got a lot more left in his arm. And Max is Max. I mean, the competitiveness of Max Scherzer takes over. His stuff's good. I mean, it probably wasn't what it used to be 4 or 5 years ago, but it's still very, very good. But his competitiveness makes it even better. And then you add, you know, you put those guys, Senga, I spent 2 years in Japan. I know all about Japanese pitching, and if he's as good as everybody says, he'll adjust fast in the United States. I think Cookie Carrasco continues to get better after his injuries. And they've got some depth with McGill and, David Peterson. And I'm looking forward to seeing Quintana, because you know what? When you got a competitive staff, which the Mets have, they bleed off. They feed off each other. The competition with, hey, look, you pitch good. Well, I'm going to go pitch good tomorrow night. So I just think it's a really, really good looking staff.
I know you were very close and probably still are with Jacob DeGrom. He's now with the Texas Rangers on a lucrative contract. Just how did you take the DeGrom news when you found out about it?
Well, I was really disappointed, very, very disappointed, you know, because I was there, Zach, one time when I was in the locker room where David and Jake were talking about, you know, spending their entire career with one team and how exciting it was going to be. And David was always very, very excited about ending his career with the Mets. And Jake kind of bought in. He said, yeah, that would be great. So I don't know what happened. Obviously, maybe the money got big. Maybe something else. I don't even know. But, you know, I love Jake DeGrom, and I think the Mets are going to miss him. I think the fan base is going to miss him. But you know what? You got to move on, and certainly now we're going to root for some other guys.
I feel like, though, DeGrom leaving, Terry, did motivate Cohen to go to an extra level that even I didn't know he was capable of going to.
Yeah, I mean, now he's set the bar for everybody. Hey, look, you know, there's nothing nothing's going to get in the way of him putting out a quality team on the field. And you know what? And he said, hey, look, every Mets fan deserves this. And I think that's a great way to look at it. And I'm very proud of what Steve's done. And certainly, you know, the energy back in that ballpark this year is going to be just something to see.
Terry Collins here with us. We know how great the NL East was a year ago, but these teams got even better. You know, look at Philadelphia bringing in Trey Turner. We talked about what the Mets did. The Braves have been an unbelievable force. This is going to be one heck of a division once again, Terry.
It's going to be a very, very good division. Obviously, you know, I tell you, the Braves losing Swanson is going to be a big piece. He was a very, very big piece of that team. But, you know, they've got that good pitching still, and they've got some very, very good offensive team. Okuna's going to have another year of, you know, coming off that injury that he had. So they're going to be to reckon with, but the Phillies are going to be the team, I think, that's going to really be the team you've got to compete against right now.
I know baseball is a business. Was it bizarre for you this year to see Syndergaard go to the Phillies and now off to the Dodgers, especially with your connection with Syndergaard and maybe some of the things you said to that umpire where Thor threw behind Utley?
Yeah, you know, I love Noah. I could tell you, Zach, some of the things, you know, when he was just a young man, when he first came up, he asked all the right questions. He went about his job correctly. You know, he took the ball. There were a lot of nights after the Chase Utley incident, you know, in game five, he said, look, I'll do whatever you need me to do. You need me to throw at somebody, I'll throw at him. Anyway, he had that tremendous outlook. And yeah, it was pretty tough, you know, watching he and Zach on the Phillies during the World Series, you know, I'm thinking, gosh, you know, and I did a story about what it was like that never got getting the chance to see those five young, tremendous starting pitchers on the same staff that I thought would have been really the base of the New York Mets for a long time. But, you know, the game has moved on. The game is different. And certainly now I'm excited for everybody. I hope Noah gets back to where he used to be because, you know, he had the chance to be one of the best pitchers in the game.
Terry Collins, today the Yankees named Aaron Judge their captain. They had the press conference as he re-signed that contract with the Yankees. Did you ever think he was going to leave New York? Because there was some talk about San Francisco.
No, I didn't think he was leaving the Yankees. No, I knew that when his push came to shove, the Yankees weren't going to let him go. You know, that's one of the things about free agency. You know, and I think Aaron really wanted to be a Yankee deep inside. You know, you sit there and you play every day in front of all those monuments in center field, knowing that at some time you're going to have one out there. You know, that's pretty special.
When you look at Shohei Ohtani, he's in the final year of his contract. I'm starting to think, and I've been thinking this the last few weeks, that if the Angels don't perform well this year, they're probably going to look to trade him. I would not rule out the Mets, right, with Steve Cohen.
I wouldn't either. I would not rule out the Mets, and I will tell you, you know, I wouldn't rule out the New York Yankees either. I think Shohei's going to be good. He's going to be in such demand, and you know, you've got it. You know, if you're going to get him in a trade, though, you better be prepared to give up some top line young players and a few of them. And I think, you know, that's what I've always said about the good teams. Hey, look, they're not afraid to trade good young players because they'll develop more. They'll go sign good players and they'll develop good players, and that should never stand in the way of making yourself better.
Yeah, I'll never forget when Ohtani came over to Major League Baseball, and you hear all the comparisons to Babe Ruth because of the pitching and the hitting and all that, and it almost seems like mythical because we haven't seen someone do that, obviously, in forever, never in my lifetime. You've been a baseball lifer. To see what Ohtani has done and how quickly he's taken the sport by storm, as surviving through some of those injuries early on in his career, to now see how dominant it is, how do you kind of process it?
Well, obviously, he's a tremendous talent, one-of-a-kind talent. The game's a little different over here in the United States. We've got some guys. There's some guys that I've seen, you know, Yoenis Cespedes, if he wanted to, he could have went to the mound through 95, 98, too. You know, this guy had one of the greatest arms I ever saw. So, but, you know, Shohei has been able to come over here and do it and do it on both sides of the ball. And, you know, it's a special talent. And certainly, you know, I would hope the Angels do something because, you know, to get a chance to see Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani on a nightly basis would be fun to do.
Yeah, it's really a shame when you look at Trout's career, and we know how great he is. The fact that he's only played in one postseason and it's only been three games, that's just crazy to me.
It is crazy. I mean, because there's a lot of guys who ride that star player. And, you know, and certainly, you know, Mike's he's one of those guys that goes out there. He plays a lot of games. He plays a lot of innings. And you know it's starting to show the wear and tear on him, which is what you expect to, you know, as you continue to age in baseball. But you know he's really truly one of the great players in the game, and we'll see, it's going to be fun to see what happens next year with Ohtani.
We talk about the moves that the Mets have made, adding and bolstering to their lineup. You also then take a look at the Padres, who got Soto at the deadline. You're going to eventually get back Fernando Tatis Jr. after he serves his suspension. You sign Xander Bogaerts. You have Machado on that roster. You go on and on and on. As a manager, when you have so many weapons in place, how do you kind of manage the team and keep everybody happy and know how to press the right buttons?
Well, you know, and again, Zach, the game's different now. You know, there's such a
analytics
staff of performance guys that, you know, we'll tell you about, you know, guys are going to need days off. You know, a few years ago, I mean, you couldn't wrestle David right out of a lineup. Well, nowadays, you know, there's the schedule going to be put down. And, hey, you're going to get days off. And so what it's going to mean is, you've got a quality guy to put in. You know, you certainly, there's guys who are versatile, put him in different spots. But the main idea is to make sure you get your star players, you know, 450 at bats. That's going to be the challenge because those are the guys that are going to win the pennants for you.
Terry Collins, always do appreciate our conversations. Thanks so much. Have a good holiday season.
All right, Zach. Happy holidays, you guys. Good to talk to you. Take care.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. You can think of Riley Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. So, Hickey, the Pro Bowl rosters were just announced. Now, the Pro Bowl has changed this year, where it's a few days of competition, and I guess it's like competitive skills, and then they'll have a flag football game. I usually don't care for the Pro Bowl. I don't anticipate watching whatever the NFL is putting on this year. But maybe with the new format, you get like a little bit intrigued. But I can't see myself, Hickey, really going out of my way. I think it's on February 5th to go watch the Pro Bowl.
If I'm at any point on that weekend watching any sort of Pro Bowl festivities, I'm not kidding, kick me off the show, fire me, and check me into, I don't know. I would.
A rehab?
Somewhere, because I need help.
A clinic?
I would really need some help.
Well, are you the right messenger for that?
What do you mean, am I the right messenger? For what? For needing help?
You did make the third preseason game of the year for the Colts. You said it is a big game, and you altered your plans.
That's right.
And ditched your girlfriend to watch a preseason game, which is
irrelevant. It was the biggest preseason game of my life, and it foreshadowed the season because the Colts offense did not play very good. I didn't want to believe it at the time, but little do we know, sitting here week 16, it makes all the, makes sense.
But you could see how I view that a little bit hypocritical. Oh, I will never watch the Pro Bowl. And if you find out that I do watch the Pro Bowl that weekend, like, lock me up and throw away the key. But then you were the same jackass 4 months ago that was saying, I got to watch preseason game number 3 and then preseason football in the NFL. A little hypocritical.
What does that tell you about how meaningless the Pro Bowl was? That should tell you right then and there. If I'm at one point in this season prioritizing a preseason game,
that's fair.
And now spitting on the Pro Bowl, that should tell you right then and there how little anyone should care about it.
So Hickey standards, preseason football, postseason football number 1, then you go regular season football number 2, then a slight drop off preseason football.
Big gap. There's still a big gap. It's just a one-off situation where I want to see the offense together for the first time.
And then all the way down is the Pro Bowl, is what you're saying.
Not even on the list, if possible. Like, if we have to include this, fine, but like if you could leave it off, that's it, honestly.
Gotcha. Okay. Real quickly, do you think there's 3 quarterbacks selected in the AFC and 3 quarterbacks selected in the NFC? Do you think you could guess all 6 quarterbacks?
Yes.
Start AFC. Let's start with the easy
question for you really quickly. Is the voting, is this just the fan vote or is this like everything compiled? Because it
everything compiled.
Okay.
Not that I am an expert here in the Pro Bowl voting, but I don't want to give this away. I will explain why I think this is everything factored in.
Because you can tell sometimes big fan bases, if it's like, let's just say Brock Purdy as an NFC quarterback. Okay, fine. The NFC, the Niners got to the voting. But okay. AFC, I will say, hot take, Patrick Mahomes, Pro Bowl quarterback.
You would be correct.
Okay, we are one for one. I will say Josh Allen, Pro Bowl quarterback from the AFC.
You would be correct.
Okay. This is actually kind of tough. Third and final one. Joe Burrow's playing well, but I'm afraid for the voting. He is playing a little too well, a little too late.
Can I just say one thing? Tua did win the fan vote.
So Tua?
No.
Okay. I'm really between Burrow and Herbert.
How could a social media quarterback be starting the Pro Bowl? That's what Emmanuel Acho is saying.
I will say the third and final quarterback, I will say Joe Burrow.
You are correct. Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow. So Barry Jackson, this was a tweet that I saw. So when you asked this question, I had no clue what was the voting process, but I was able to use some clues here. Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen beat out Tua Tagovailoa in the coach and player vote, thus overcoming Tua winning the fan vote. So Tua left off the AFC Pro Bowl team despite leading the league in passing rating. So I guess you have a fan vote, a coach vote, and a player vote. And the coach and the player said Mahomes, Burrow, Allen. The fans went with Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, I mean, I'm a little bit partisan on the outside, but the 2-9 showed up strong. The 2-9 said Tua. That's who's voting Tua.
True.
Then to their credit, they won.
And so those
the
are your people.
Tua hype was out.
You are in the 2-9.
On the outside, periphery.
No, you are fully invested
no,
in the 2-9.
No, I'm not in the leaders in the middle giving any speeches. I'm just on the
I'm not saying you're a leader. You're just
outside.
Fully invested. You are a member. You are in the inner circle. You're
That's
in the circle of trust.
Me.
No, but you are.
I'm like walking by in the street. Oh, there's Tua. Yeah, I like Tua. I'll stand by.
But isn't that kind of the first rule if you're in the 2-9?
Don't talk about the 2-9?
They do publicly out themselves all the time. But maybe there are some members that don't reveal some of the things that go inside the 2-9, so they want to avoid some questions, so they don't admit they're in the 2-9. Well, a lot of them probably hide behind burners, if we're being real. Okay. NFC. By the way, no one could have predicted the NFC quarterbacks that ended up making the Pro Bowl before the year started. You could have maybe got one before the start of the year.
I will say, let's start off with what should be an easy one, Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, yes. He is the starter.
I will say Kirk Cousins got voted in.
Oh, real quickly, just because I don't think I gave you the order here. Mahomes was the starter in the AFC, then it was Allen and Burrow. You are right, though, in Jalen Hurts, he is the starter in the NFC. And then who'd you say?
Kirk Cousins.
Now, I don't know if this is the depth chart, but Kirk Cousins is one of the top three. He was listed third, though.
This is really tough. I don't know. Let's see. Where am I going to go here? I'm trying to eliminate quarterbacks in my brain.
Well, tell me who you're thinking of that you're eliminating.
I eliminated, off top of the head, anyone on the Commanders. Easy.
Yes.
Giants, Daniel Jones, out.
Correct.
Justin Fields, out.
So you're considering Dak.
I'm considering Dak, yes.
Okay.
Fields out.
Yes.
I will say Aaron Rodgers out.
Yes.
Okay. I will go Tom Brady out.
Correct.
I'll just say the time. Everyone in the NFC South out. Stafford out.
Yes.
Garoppolo / Lance / Purdy out.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say Stafford?
Yes,
if not,
did.
Kyler out.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. I'm sitting here between Geno Smith, Jared Goff, and Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Oh, this is so tough. I will give final answer. I will say Jared Goff, Pro Bowl quarterback. Dak Prescott, Pro Bowl quarterback. Geno Smith, really?
Yeah, he leads the league in completion percentage at 71.4%.
Well, Tua has apparently the highest passer rating. That didn't get him anything. It also helps when you're, well, hurts when you're a tough tougher AFC. But wow, Geno Smith, pro. So just like we thought, the Seahawks got themselves a Pro Bowl quarterback and the Broncos got themselves a bottom five quarterback.
Yeah, like think about this before the start of the season. The AFC quarterbacks are nothing shocks you. Mahomes, Allen,
right.
Burrow. The NFC, if I would have told you before the year, no Rodgers, no Brady. You would have never believed that. If I told you Kirk Cousins, believable.
not out of the realm of possibilities with the weapons that he has on offense.
Made it last year, I believe, over Matthew Stafford in part because...
Well, how many times did he have
Cousins went home, or Stafford's going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. If I would have told you though, in the initial rankings, Jalen Hurts and Geno Smith. And I was optimistic about Jalen Hurts. I thought he was going to win the NFC's Pro Bowl MVP. No shot. And Geno, I would have thought Smith. He would have got punched in the mouth by week three. If he would have even made it to week three, that would have been an improvement. This guy's now leading the league in completion percentage. That's wild.
Good thing no one keeps calling him. What is this saying? That stupid saying just still gets me upset.
Some people wrote me off.
But that's it.
But I didn't write back.
That's it. Thank you.
Now Geno Smith is writing back to the Pro Bowl, but it's a flag football game and a skill competition. Congrats, Geno. Geno, Geno, Geno. I love that. Geno Smith, Pro Bowl quarterback. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.